nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Through the rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing gonna stop me. Stop me
last one.
Darn, one more. We went out a perfect pyramid.
Why don't we use this one?
Oh, Balky, no.
What? Perfect.
Obviously, you don't know the first thing about physics.
Morning, gentlemen. And I used the word incorrectly.
Good morning, Mr. Twinkasetti.
Oh, look what you got, you lucky son of a goat.
My driver's license. I just got it renewed.
Congratulations. Oh, to get an official document like that must make you so aroused.
Yeah, come to think of it, I wonder when mine's up for renewal.
Oh, it's a wonderful thing, a driver's license. I don't have a driver's license. And I want to thank you both for letting me hang out with you anyway.
What are you talking about?
Your driver's license? Your membership card to the American Dream?
Valky, it's only a driver's license.
Only a driver's license? Is the Lincoln Memorial only a building? Is Mount Rushmore only a chunk of stone? Is Merv Griffin only a talk show host?
Well, that's hard to argue when you put it like that. But didn't you have a driver's license back in Meepos?
Well, we only had one car.
Well, my family only had one car.
My country only had one car.
Which is a good thing, because they let the guy with the brain drive.
Come on, Twinkasetti. Balky could get a driver's license.
I could?
Sure.
Don't be ridiculous. I am not born in the USA.
Well, that doesn't make any difference. You can still get a driver's license.
You're teasing, Balky.
No, it's no big deal. All you need is someone to teach you how to drive.
Will you teach me?
Well, sure. I'm your friend.
In your car?
Yeah. In my car? Balky, I don't think that's a good idea.
Why not?
Well, Balky, a man's car is not just a piece of machinery. I mean, my car is very special to me. I spent years saving nickels and dimes so that I could... I mean, it's not that I don't trust you. It's just that, how can I say this?
You want it driven into the side of a building.
That's it. Well, that's not entirely it.
Oh, face it. We both know the yo-yo can't get a license.
Well, that's not true.
$50 says he can't.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
Translated, that means your pal doesn't think you can do it.
He can do anything he puts his mind to.
Then put your money where your mouth is.
All right, you got a bet. And I'll teach him in my car.
You will?
Did I say it?
Yes.
Damn.
You're on. It's going to be like taking candy from a baby. Haven't done that in a while either.
My very own driver's license. I can't wait to hit the highway. In my little school. You don't know that I...
I volunteered my car. Please, God, tell me I didn't make a mistake. Was that a yes or a no?
Because, Larry, I have been reading the manual.
The manual?
The driving manual.
The driving manual? Well, you can't study that too much.
Well, I read every day for a week.
Well, that's good.
And you said when I have read the manual and memorized the rules, you would give me my lesson in front of the wheel.
That's behind the wheel. And see, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You don't even know which side of the wheel to be on.
But you promised to teach me.
Well, I know. I just was hoping we could wait a little longer. At least until my car depreciates another year. Okay, a promise is a promise. All right, come on. Okay. Now let's pretend that this is my car.
Oh. You don't trust me in a real car?
Well, I just think we should get some practice before we get into an actual moving, life-threatening motor vehicle. Now, get in the car. Don't you ever, ever do that again.
What?
You slammed the door.
Well, it's a little hard to remember when you're driving a coffee table.
Okay. Now, got your steering wheel, your brake, gear shift, accelerator. Make sure it's in park and start it up.
Of course, there's nothing here. Don't you think it would be easier in your car?
Easier for you, not for me. All right, look, I'll build you a little driving simulator. This is your gear shift. Frozen broccoli is your accelerator. And the grapefruit is your brake. Now, it's in park, so just start it up.
Did you give me the key?
What are you doing?
Sunglasses. Buckle up.
Start the car. Okay. Now, put your foot on the brake. On the brake, the grapefruit. Good. Now, put it in drive. And slowly, slowly, give it a little broccoli. Just pull out into traffic. Okay, good. Now, we're cruising down the street. Little broccoli. Okay, not so fast. There's a lot of traffic.
This window too much on you?
It's fine. Now, what I'm gonna do is throw a few emergency situations your way, okay? Is that all right? Good. Look out! Now, that's rule number one. The driver never, ever covers his eyes.
Why you did that?
A school bus pulled out in front of you.
I didn't see a school bus.
How can you miss a big yellow bus with large flashing lights?
Well, I was busy avoiding the runaway baby carriage.
What runaway baby carriage?
What school bus? I don't understand this game.
Okay, Balky, if you're not gonna take this seriously, there's no point in teaching you.
I'd do better.
Okay. Now, I think we should take a few more practice spins around the living room before the accelerator defrosts. And if you don't hit anything, we'll go for a ride in my car.
Oh, thank you, Cousin Larry. And don't worry, I'll be careful. Okay. All right, I'm turning right now.
All right, signal!
Next time, buckle up. It's the law.
Balky, what happened?
I had an accident in Cousin Larry's car.
Oh, no. Was anybody hurt?
Unfortunately, I lived.
8, 9,
Larry, what
10.
Happened?
Not now. I'm counting to 1,000.
What happened?
What happened? What happened? He is what happened. We were practicing parking at the supermarket, and all of a sudden this runaway shopping cart came hurtling across the lot right at us.
A shopping cart?
A hurtling shopping cart. I told you to hit the brake.
Yes, but you confuse me. You keep shouting, hit the grapefruit, hit the grapefruit. And I cannot remember, is it brake or gas, the grapefruit?
Couldn't remember? It's the brake! It's the brake! Grapefruit is the brake! Who doesn't know that? The point is, the cart plowed right into my front fender.
Oh, Cousin, I know you never can forgive me. I was a fool to think that ever I could have a license like a real American. Now I never will be a real live cousin of my Uncle Sam. No, I am the lowest form of life. I am a car butcher. According to Meepo's custom, I have to go far away and cover my face in shame. Goodbye. I hate these old customs.
Balky, I'm sorry. It's just that it's my car and it's your fault. No. I didn't mean to say that. I overreacted. I owe you an apology. I'm sorry. I was more concerned about my car than your feelings.
No, you were right. I am a lowly immigrant who dared to dream.
Now, don't talk like that.
I don't deserve a driver's license. I don't even deserve a library card. I would probably be arrested for speed reading.
Things don't always come easy. It wasn't easy for you to pack up and come to America. You found me, you found a job, you found a place to live. That was tough. And you're not a quitter. You know why?
I give up. Why?
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber winds.
Because you were born with a desire to make yourself better. That's why you came to America. Hanging in there is part of what the American spirit is all about.
Yes.
Fall off that horse, you've got to climb right back on and show it who's boss. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Never say die. If at first you don't succeed, try again.
You mean if I live in a glass house, I must not throw stones? You can fool some of the sheep all of the time, but you can't fool some of the sheep all of the time.
Yes. Whatever works for you. The point is, I don't want you to lose your confidence. I believe in you. And to prove it, I want you to go out there this afternoon and use my car to take that test.
Cousin Larry, you will let me use your car again?
Yes.
Cousin Larry, Dimitri, if you trust me that much, I'll do it.
Great.
I'll get back on that horse.
You betcha.
I'll show it who's boss.
That's the spirit.
Cousin Larry.
What?
Let go of the key.
I'm trying. I'm really trying.
Yeah.
Nervous?
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
You know that manual backwards and forwards.
Backwards?
It's a figure of speech.
All right, there's one question I have to ask you about the manual.
Yes.
If four persons come to a four-way stop at the same moment, and the man on my right has the right of way, who goes first? Because everybody has somebody on his right.
That's why you buy insurance.
Thank you. I'm very nervous.
Relax. The people here are very, very nice.
Next. Well, come on, I don't have all day.
Hey, you lucked out. You got a good one.
Okay, your first name is spelled B-A-L-K-I.
K-I. Balki Bartokomus.
Current address 627
Lincoln Boulevard.
The place of birth?
Mipos. It's a Mediterranean island.
Who's this, your ventriloquist?
No, this my cousin Larry.
You, see the eye chart?
Yes, I see it. Boy, that was an easy test.
Cover the left eye, please.
Your left or my left?
Your left, my right. Take your hand off my face. Read the first line.
E.
Cover the other eye. Uncover the left eye.
Lucky break, I couldn't see a thing.
What's the last line you can read?
Copyright 1963, printed in Hicksville, New York, by somebody named Pat Pending.
Okay, I'll give that to you.
See, Larry, I passed the eye test.
See, all that studying paid off.
Here's your written test, over there.
All right, now take your time. Some of these questions can be pretty tricky.
Excuse me, cousin Larry. You're getting on my nerves.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just that getting a driver's license is very important to him. It's kind of a symbol of,
Park it over there!
Yes, right. No problem. I know you live with, a lot of stress. What's the matter?
Nothing is the matter. I'm finished.
You're finished? How could you be finished?
I knew all the answers.
Excuse me, I think my friend here may have made a hasty act here.
Of course, relax. I may be nervous, but I know my G's and U's.
That's P's and Q's.
I didn't know that.
Okay, one wrong.
One wrong? One wrong, Balki, that's great.
I got one wrong?
Only one, that's fantastic.
I got one wrong?
It's okay, you passed.
You must have made a mistake.
Look, you're allowed 7 mistakes. You passed the test.
I demand a recount.
No, Balki, let it go.
Well, what do you know? He's right. A perfect paper.
I knew I was right.
Sorry. All out of little gold stars.
What about the little happy face?
Balki, you've got to be nice to these people. If that man was your driving examiner, you'd be in a lot of trouble.
Let's go. On this part of the test, you're only allowed 3 mistakes. Where's your car?
In front.
In the red zone? That's 1.
I told you, all sales are final. Do I stand behind my products? Listen, sister, look behind your TV. Do you see me there? There's your answer. Those nuns are so pushy.
Is Balki here? I can't find him. He went for his driver's test 2 hours ago and he never came back.
Oh, too bad. You lost your pal, you lost your car, you lost the bet. Pay me.
You could be lying out there injured. How can you think of money at a time like this?
Easy. I'm not a nice person. Pay me.
Balki, you're alive.
Yes, I think so. I have to sit down.
Get the man a chair.
What happened? I was worried.
I tried to call you from the hospital, but the phones were being used.
The hospital? You were in the hospital?
I didn't want to get on the expressway, but I got confused.
You're not supposed to be on the expressway.
I know, but I said to him, you want to take a left, and he said, right. So I took a right, and suddenly Frank and me were on the expressway in the middle of rush hour. And I don't know why they call it rush hour, because nothing moves.
Who is Frank?
That grumpy guy from the driver's license store. The one who had a heart attack.
Frank had a heart attack?
Well, no, it turns out what he had was a bad lunch. Salami sandwich, French fries, and two chili dogs. Nice guy, but he had more gas than Exxon.
You're breaking my heart, huh? You lost the bet. Pay me. Give me my money.
You're really enjoying this, aren't you?
Human suffering is my thing.
Suffer this. I got my license. Frank was so happy he wasn't dead that he gave me my driver's license.
No, wait, let me see that. Excuse me a moment. Hey, but we had fun, didn't we?
Mr. Twinkasetti?
All right, the money, okay. So my kid misses Christmas.
Falky, you did it. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Cousin Larry. But you made me stick with it when I was ready to throw up the towel.
Beautifully put. But you're the one who passed the test.
Yes, but I was ready to be a quitter and give up my part of the American dream. But you wouldn't let me. Instead, you had faith in me and you trusted me with your car.
Well, trust is what friendship is all about.
And you didn't even worry about your car.
I never gave it a thought. Did you put on the parking brake?
Of course I did. Don't be ridiculous. What's a parking brake? Got you! Larry Appleton, you are the best friend this Mediterranean sheep herder ever had.
Thanks. What do you say we go out and celebrate? It's on Twinkie. Where are the car keys?
Oh, they're nice and safe. I locked them in the car.